Emily, you suck. Welcome to Colin on Colin. It's actually every Thursday at 2 p.m. I bring on guests, and it's somewhat of an interview format, I guess. Basically, I do the interview format because I get nervous talking to myself, and I need somebody else. Today, my guest is Jeremy Johnson.
That is correct.
Is it Johnson?
Yes.
So I never met Jeremy Johnson before, and Jeremy Johnson works with a good friend of mine, Michael Egbert, who's kind of a dick, and also doesn't think Emily's that funny. But anyway, so I've got Jeremy Johnson, and apparently I've been talking to Jeremy Johnson for the last, 10 minutes on our ride over here?
Easily 10 minutes.
And you are one funny motherfucker. And unfortunately, you're probably funnier than me, which is going to be very uncomfortable throughout the duration of this particular talk. So you have a well-manicured beard, and how do you do that?
I use the same trimmer that I use on my head all at once.
Are you kidding?
I just run clippers over the whole body, the whole thing.
are you a hairy man?
From toes to head.
Are you
all the way?
Pelt?
Yes.
Back?
Hirsute.
Really?
I believe is the word.
Really? So no tattoos on the back.
One letter short of hair suit, which is awesome.
That is good. So anyway, Colin on Colin, the show, and we're going to start talking to Jeremy Johnson and learn a little bit more about him. I think he's actually a little bit more fascinating than the hair and the trimming. My first question, of course, I ask everyone, are you a homosexual?
Not officially, politically.
There's a political version of homosexuality?
Yes, there is.
I see. Okay, that's perfect. You're the only one who's ever answered that question. You know that, right?
I'm a libertarian sexual.
I don't even know what that means.
I would like to have sex with Ralph Nader.
That's good. Okay, so let's start here. There's a lot more to you. You worked with Mike Egbert at a bank. Is this correct?
Oh, God, yeah.
You did. And how was that experience? How was working with Mike Egbert? Because I know that guy. He's dry as toast. He's not that funny, despite thinking he is funny. What do you got on him?
Well, if you ever woke up every morning and gone into a terrible place and then turned to your left and looked at someone and just thought to yourself, if I had a razor, I would cut your face in half. I would open your face wide up. I would just cut you. I would cut you so deep.
A, what the hell are you talking about? B, have you slept with Mike Egbert? Was he on your left?
No. He worked to my left.
I see. What you were saying when you woke up in the morning.
And I've never spent so much time thinking to myself, God, I would just like to cut that guy's face.
That's
every time he opened his mouth.
Well, actually, I have that same thing, too. So, you know, I met Mike through skateboarding.
Friendster?
Through Friendster.
Yeah.
Friendster and skateboarding.
Yeah.
So did
He's big on Friendster.
Did you ever skate?
Oh, no. My 7-year-old nephew is a better skater than I am. Oh. I actually have a marriage skateboard that I tool around town on, but I've been told by the elitist skate community that this is technically not skating. I am just kicking around.
I see. You're traveling.
But I'm not skating,
right?
In quotes.
No. Yeah. It's a pretty stiff community.
I can't ollie. I guess that's the dividing line,
if
right?
If you can't ollie, you can't skate.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard. Told. Yeah.
I might as well be a hippie on a longboard, right?
No, totally. So you've got a lot of tattoos. You look like a Portland hipster, kind of a tough guy. Therein lies two questions for you, Mr. Jeremy Johnson. We're going to get into you as a person. You get to plug everything that you're about because I know you got a lot of stuff to, you know, plug. So what kind of music do you listen to?
Primarily like Tejano crunk, is like a new genre. It's coming out of South America. It's like a lot of the South American cocaine dealers.
I told you, you're not allowed to be funnier than me.
And they met up with Little John, and apparently Little John's looking for like a new sound, a really hype sound. And so they take a lot of like old Serena songs and they remix them so they're crunk. And they're pretty beautiful.
So you're into, how old are you?
Oh, I'm 32.
32, so you're probably not into pop punk that much, but you're probably into like, I don't know, some crazy crappy metal.
By pop punk, you mean like G.G. Allin?
No, maybe a little bit newer than that, than G.G. Allin. G.G. Allin would be a little bit later than me. I'm 37. I think G.G. Allin's like a 40-year-old guy, like that has tattooed. You know, I don't have one single tattoo.
Really?
Yeah, not one. Actually, I have
a beard.
That's
why you were allowed into Portland.
Yeah, pretty much. I have one tattoo. It's the shadow of my penis on the inside of my leg.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a little tattoo. It's like this long. It's good, right? Thanks. Thank you very much. Okay, this is one of my another really good question. And again, we're going to get into some more stuff about you because I've got some stuff. Mike Egbert actually loaded me with a bunch of really good stuff for you. Yeah, you're fucked. If you were to take the last 10 shits, you know, that you have taken. Actually, is that take twice? Sorry about that. If you, the last 10 shits that you took, you did shit today?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that one, the one yesterday, maybe two yesterday if you had PBR in the morning or whatnot. How can you describe them? Soft, hard, good, bad? I mean, all 10 shits, good or any issues?
If I had to do 10 of them in order?
No, I'm saying just recall the last 10 shits you took.
I'd say the last one was glorious.
Glorious?
The one before that was pensive. The one before that was hesitant, then explosive.
Hesitant, then, what is that? That must be some sort of too much grain?
It's a high fiber diet right now.
High fiber, yeah. And that'll
lots
do it. It'll
of,
plug you up.
Lots of multigrains.
It's like a cork.
That Kashi stuff. It's
oh,
bizarre.
No. Oh, yeah. Dude, Kashi will fuck you up.
But if you chase it with Steel Reserve, hesitant, then explosive.
You don't really drink Steel Reserve, do you?
I put it in my Kashi cereal.
What do you?
It's part of my training regimen.
So you actually faked me out and said that you were a straight edge, which I would have kicked you right out of here. What do you drink?
Normally, Stone IPA. The Hobworks Urban Brewery IPA.
That's the not the IPA, but the regular pale ale from there. It's good.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't ask you.
Yeah.
And also,
shit,
I used to like the Bridgeport IPA, but they fucked it up. Something
you
happened
like,
in the last year.
You like IPA. You know what? They did fuck it up.
They did. Something went weird in the last year.
Don't drink that out of a bottle. It tastes terrible. From the place on Hawthorne, like straight out of the tap, not so bad. But out of a bottle, Bridgeport stuff sucks.
It's like the new Coke. They messed up the formula. They did something wrong.
No, I agree with you. So you were straight about IPA.
Yeah.
So no wonder you got the hesitant than the explosive.
Indeed.
That's insane because it's just like Jamba Juice.
Yeah.
You love a good hop. Hop to it. Huh? Huh? Dennis Hopper? Nothing.
Is it stream of consciousness?
Nothing.
Is that what we're doing?
No, nothing. Okay. So here, I'm going to go in straight. Actually, wait. Before I get into this, I told you half an hour is going to go by real quick, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Before I get into the Mike Egbert questions or that he helped me on, Jay Leno or David Letterman?
Letterman.
Are you serious?
Leno, are you kidding me?
Fuck this
with his
guy.
Leather jacket, even in the 70s.
I know. I don't know what it is, but we're just into it. Emily and I are both into Jay Leno for some reason.
I just think
he's funny. Really?
I think back in the 70s when he had his greaser jacket thing and he was always at the improv doing his like brick wall stuff, maybe he had some kind of edge then, but he has turned into like the most vanilla flavored douche.
Okay, we'll get back. Yeah. We'll get back into that. Okay.
I'd like to rip his jaw off.
So,
club him in the face with
I actually did visit your website, so you've got a website. Can you want to plug your website, the URL? If any listeners, I doubt we have any. If there are any listeners out there, and you've got to talk into the microphone, you're starting to get to the.
You got
to
talk into the microphone.
I am talking into the microphone. If there are any listeners, visit his website. Write meow.
Yeah, I apologize if anybody visits my website. It was designed in 1996 by a guy I paid with beer. It's very 1996 looking. It's JeremyRobertJohnson.com because I have a clever name.
Three of them.
Yeah.
You have three first names.
Yeah, three in a row.
You don't trust a man with two first names. What do you do with a guy with three first names?
Wait, Johnson's a first name?
Well,
you know someone named like Johnson Johnson?
I do.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
They make toilet paper and stuff.
But it's a website for my writing and I have a small press.
Okay, so I'm going to get... He's got these questions for me, but they're a little backwards. So I'd like to do... where did you grow up?
Bend, Oregon.
Bend?
Bend, Oregon. Home
Bend.
Of Mount Bachelor and a bunch of racist fake hillbillies with that southern accent that comes from nowhere in particular.
It's dry there, though.
Yeah, it is dry.
Yeah.
It's very dry.
It is very dry there.
It's
which
full
is
of reptiles.
Nice. How big of a nerd were you in high school?
Biggest nerd ever.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And how does that change from now? Are you a big nerd now, or are you a cool guy?
Well, I finally got rid of cystic acne. I think that was a big step forward. And then beyond that, I stopped wearing
trench
coats.
You just covered it with beard?
Yeah.
Were
you have to grow out facial hair.
Yeah,
it's crucial.
Were you trench coat mafia?
I was trench coated. There was no trench coat mafia back then. It was pre-Columbine. But I had jet black hair down to my shoulders.
Shut up.
Nine-inch nails t-shirt I wore every day.
That's who you are, the nine-inch nails guy.
Yep.
Wow, that is crazy.
Front 242, Depeche Mode, all that.
Well, Depeche Mode's not the same category.
Really?
Depeche Mode's kind of cool, like in a gay way.
They cross over.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, Jeremy Johnson, man, you're killing it. Let's see here. Let's see. Bizarro, what's that? Do you write a book?
Yeah. I do the books.
You wrote a book.
Yeah.
You're actually one of those literaries.
The archaic.
Yeah,
art
you
form
read
known as the book.
And stuff, huh? That was one of my other questions. Do you read books? No, I'm kidding. That's fucked. You read, huh?
Yeah.
No one I know our age reads.
Well, it's difficult.
I read, but not books.
And ever since they invented the internet, there's been less interest in it.
Yeah, well, I'm ADD. I can't focus.
Yeah.
You know, I got to move on to the next thing.
Well,
I got
porn
the radio
is free
show,
now.
And porn is free.
Yeah. So it slowed us down.
I actually have a question related to that, too. This is all perfect. Segways everywhere.
Wait, are we already segwaying?
No, we are going to. Give me the Bizarro shit.
Bizarro, the standard tagline is that... it's basically the cult section of your video store, but a literary version of that. So it's like all those old weird trauma videos and Yodorovsky videos and Italian horror movies all kind of slapped into one genre where everything that everybody in this group is writing is incredibly weird shit. They're really short kind of cinematic books. Most of them you can read in one sitting.
So wait, you wrote?
I've written three of them so far.
So you've written these are movies that are and you've written about them, or you're you're writing your own stories based on that genre.
These are like the literary equivalent cinema in a way.
I see.
You know, it's definitely a generation that was inspired by watching like Cronenberg movies and weird horror stuff, and then we went and wrote weird books. You know, the kind of stuff we wanted to read.
The book is called Bizarro.
No, actually, the genre I write in is called Bizarro.
Okay.
We talk about it as like,
I don't know shit. I went to your site and I was like, you know what? I still don't know what the fuck this guy does.
Yeah, that's my website for you.
Yeah, it's tough.
But yeah.
And I'm not that smart.
No, I have three books. I have one called Angel Dust Apocalypse. That's a collection of short stories. One called Extinction Journals. It's about a guy surviving the nuclear apocalypse by wearing a suit made out of cockroaches. And then another one called Siren Promised that I co-wrote with this artist, Alan M. Clark. And he put a bunch of painted illustrations in it and stuff.
Is all that information can be found on your website?
Absolutely, yeah.
And what was that site again?
JeremyRobertJohnson.com.
Any weird spellings or anything like that?
No, just traditional
straight up,
spelling.
Just traditional spelling. That's a long URL, my friend.
It is.
Have you thought about maybe getting a shorter one?
Like JRJ.com?
Something like that.
Would have been much better.
There was something JRJ. Was that in your email or something? Or is that your email?
Yeah, that's my little tagline.
All right. Mars Volta writing gig? The fuck's that about?
Oh, the guy that's the lead singer, Cedric Pixler Zavala, that does the vocals and all and songwriting for Mars Volta, it turns out, had been reading my stuff when he was on tour a couple tours back, and contacted me and asked me to do a write-up for their last album before Octahedron, which is called The Bedlam and Goliath.
Good fucking Lord. What the hell are you talking about? It's like Greek.
Yeah. Well,
you're just babbling.
It's prog rock for you. Yeah. God. So they contacted me. They said, we've got a whole album that's based on a Ouija board we found that we played with when we were on tour with the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and it started cursing our band, and it drove our engineering tech crazy and fucked up all our instrumentation. I broke my foot, exploded, and all this weird
shit. So you're probably the most famous guy I've ever had on the show. Of course, you're
literally
the
most famous person in the Northwest.
You are. Probably the most famous person in the
world. If you ask 15-year-old Cutter women.
No, that's good times right there. It says here, so the first time you've ever had sex was right before, or it was you lost your virginity to your wife just having your kid. That's what Egbert said.
Yeah, I was hoping. That's, you know, people always told me, you know, you're going to get married. It's going to be great. You know, you're going to lose your virginity. But I was told, you know, marriage is important, but let's wait for conception. And so, I made it to 32 with my hymen intact, and I'm really proud of that. And, now I'm having a kid. I mean, we did it artificially still. So, but fingers crossed. I feel like I've seen the region. I did insert the baster, and I feel like that was pretty big for me.
Are you really going to have a kid?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Well, when's the kid coming?
September.
I already asked you.
Yeah, look for that, folks.
I will.
JimRobertJohnson.com, birthing videos.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
That'll be awesome.
We're auctioning the afterbirth.
That's disgusting. You freeze it.
You do.
You freeze it and then you put it in your backyard.
Yeah.
And you plant it by a tree. Yeah.
No, you put some placenta helper with it.
That's right.
Either that. It's got lots of protein.
Well, have you ever had stewed tomatoes?
God, no. Is it like that?
A little bit. So we already asked where you're from, and we asked you where you grew up, and but we never did ask you, when was the last time you masturbated?
Oh, God, the last time today? I don't know. That's my life's blood. That's how I gets by.
Yeah. No, yeah. Seriously.
I was late to arrive at your house.
You were late. Yeah, what was up with that?
Well, I got access to a great new German site. It's tough. You have to use a lot of passwords.
I told you, you're not allowed to be funnier than me.
fistmewhiledresslikeapanda.com is everything it promises and more.
That is nice. That is really nice. So, you look at a lot of internet porn there?
Oh, God, look at? You mean stare at? I have to keep eye drops by the side and right next to the lube because my eyes fucking dry up. I go to blink and they burn.
I don't even think that's funny.
Yeah. It's actually a sign of sexual addiction. I talked to David Duchovny about it and he said, yeah, that's...
You know David Duchovny?
Oh, yeah, no,
I don't. You are the most famous guy I've ever had on my show.
Yeah, I've never met David Duchovny.
That's amazing.
He's Canadian?
Is he? I'm sure he is. Everybody's Canadian.
You are electric?
Everybody's Canadian.
Yeah.
And so why are manhole covers round?
Oh, God damn it. I used to know this, because of the pressure on all sides. So they can be removed in the event there's suction or something.
That's a fucking good answer.
I have no idea. It's got something to do with the arch they used to build in the things in Rome.
You are a smart motherfucker. You know what the thing is?
I designed sewers.
I was thinking that they're round because, if there were to warp, you have an edge up, it would pop a tire or someone could trip over it. But you know, it would be very difficult for a round object to warp and to not
the tire
sit
would just
right.
roll off.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you think of that answer?
I don't know.
You don't?
This is the best engineering tech show I've ever been on.
Yeah, right. That's good, right? So that's good. So what's in your fridge right now? And you're married, right? I mean, oh, you must
well,
be married if you're
yeah,
if you're
married
basting.
With a pregnant wife, so it's all it's all healthy food.
If you're chicken
right now,
oh,
for the first
really?
Time ever.
How
yeah.
far along is she?
Almost the end of first trimester. So it's all fruits and vegetables,
so she's,
all grains.
So you guys are good. You're telling everyone, apparently.
Yeah,
we're on
yeah.
The, we're on the radio.
Out. It's out.
We're telling, yeah. Boy, girl, or are you not going to find out? Surprise?
We don't find out till April.
You're going to find out, though? Yep. You got to make it a surprise.
No.
Yes.
I want to get all the cool clothes.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You don't want to get all the just green and yellow, neutral?
No, but whatever, you know, just dress your
I'm
boy
I'm just
going to
buy Incredible
pink.
Hulk costumes.
That's right.
No matter what the gender is.
Yeah, but
everybody's Hulk
we
strong inside.
We were surprised, and when our daughter came out, I thought it was a boy because everything's so swollen.
Yeah.
It's pretty gnarly.
They are
I was like, oh my God, I've
looking.
Got a boy, and he's got two penises. So, anywho. And
that
so
does, Jamie Lee Curtis was born with two penises.
I've heard.
Yeah.
She's a
true.
Hermaphrodite.
Yeah.
Is this confirmed
her parents,
or is this
her
an
parents
internet?
Chose no she talked about it in a not an Activa commercial but some interview in Cosmo. She talked about her parents choosing gender reassignment. Her and Cher were both born hermaphroditic and had their penises removed. Their penises were cut back and became clitorises. Their labia were wrapped around and they both were born hermaphroditic and became women.
That's so that scene,
look at the husky voice, the masculinity in both of them.
No, she's handsome. She's yeah. not good looking. She's handsome, which
handsome
whenever you say
different.
A woman's handsome,
yeah.
she was a hermaphrodite. So that's the thing is like the scene in True Lies is now ruined for me. Jamie Lee Curtis
ruined
is no longer yeah, right. is no longer that interesting. Well,
yeah.
I am actually somewhat heterosexual until I get a few beers in me and then bang, I'm all about Jamie Lee Curtis's cut off penis or whatever. Have you ever seen that commercial? I was just playing and I should have fucking brought it. That would have been great. Have you ever seen that commercial, the stereo guy? And he's like, and there's tweeters for only $99.
Oh, yeah. He gets excited about equipment.
Yeah, I got the link. I'll send it to you. It's the best thing in the world. It's okay. Like 192nd and Stark. I got to plug this guy. He's like the audio guy or something like that. That's the best commercial I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Tweeters for only $3. It's good stuff, though, man. Is that where you live, Gresham?
Oh, God.
Where are you living right now?
Yeah.
New Jersey?
The Foster Powell Triangle of Shame.
Where?
Right
where,
there. Where Foster and Powell split apart at the 51st,
right there?
Yeah, where it splits at 50th.
Yeah.
Where? Right in that little triangle.
That's actually up and coming, I think.
That's what people keep saying.
So behind the Burger King?
We keep getting robbed, so yeah. I don't know how up and coming it is.
That's how up and coming. What's the strip club that's right by there?
Not
Deviate. Devil's Point.
Yeah, Devil's Point. Well, and Deviate's right there, too.
Yeah. I've never been to Deviate.
Devil's Point, their sign is actually a penis. You got to look close.
Really?
Yeah, it's a penis.
I did not know that. Yeah. That's a great little spot for anyone that doesn't know. Devil's Point is tiny. It's a little. It's the smallest little strip club in the world. There's one little stage. It's
no,
a
Hawthorne
triangular
strip.
Bar.
Which used to be Dino's is actually smaller. Jeez. It's only got one stage and then one pole in the back that's strapped to the wall. And it's one of those where it has a jukebox and the strippers have a plastic bag of quarters. They insert quarters to play the song before they go.
That's great.
Yeah.
Have you ever done the strip karaoke?
Or no.
Really? But what are the?
But I've been told to choose really long, like November Rains or Paradise City for your second song because that's when they're fully naked. So you choose a really long second song for your stripperoke choice.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Strategy.
That is strategy. Yeah. That's strategic. It's strategery. So what do? They strip, you sing?
Yeah.
Or they sing, you strip?
I don't think there's a lot of people going in for that one.
I didn't really understand. I mean, I knew they stripped, but I didn't know who sang.
No, they are definitely the ones stripping.
So you're just singing karaoke? May I say karaoke?
Yeah.
I think it's karaoke. Karaoke.
Yeah.
So you're doing karaoke, and they're doing they're stripping.
Ostensibly. I've never been.
Ostensibly,
I've only heard of the strategy.
You have a fucking vocabulary. Who are you? Get away from me. You make me look stupid and you're funnier than me. I hate you.
I want to cut your face, Colin.
Have you ever been in a fight?
Oh, no.
Why not?
No, I'm a pacifist.
Are you?
Yeah, I just like to agitate
you
people.
Have huge you have a big old arm tattoo. Do people
you
think
just
you're
buy
tough
those.
Because of that?
That doesn't mean anything. Yeah, it's like my, like a butterfly has those patterns to look poisonous.
Do they know you have a tattoo like that when you worked at the bank?
Oh, no, I wore long sleeves all the time.
Same with Aggie.
That's no, he lets it all out.
Does he really?
Yeah, well, he doesn't care.
Yeah.
He's shameless.
He wants
slovenly.
He wants to get fired.
Yeah.
How long did you work there?
3 years.
And what did you do? Loan officer processing.
No, I just looked at things and pointed at them and said those are wrong for 3 years straight. Fix that.
I love a bank
quality
job,
control, right? Like those little stamps you get in your underwear.
Yeah.
I was doing that but for loans.
You were QC.
Yeah.
QC 2 or 1?
QC 3.
QC 3. Yeah. What's Eggie? 2? Shit.
Did he they doesn't give him a title? Know. Yeah. I think he's still a temp after all this time.
Yeah, really. And you quit?
Oh, yeah.
Laid off?
Well, yeah.
Fired.
Well,
drug testing?
I ran out of work. No drug testing.
No drug testing. You quit.
I got out of there.
You got laid off.
Well, let's.
Are you still on unemployment?
I'm free. Yeah.
What do you do to make money? How do you eat every day?
My wife helps out.
Oh yeah, she works.
Yeah, she's a big
4 months pregnant. She works.
Yeah, she's a big.
And what about when she can't work?
Well, we were gonna sell pictures of the kid to people. I know a lot of celebrities have been doing that. We've been asking,
and you
we haven't
are
got
a
any
celebrity.
Response yet.
You are a celebrity,
but we
I
just
want
to sell. We want to sell photos of our child to whichever magazine is the most exploitive.
Jeremy Robert Johnson's kid. I can't wait to see him. What is your current state of mind? I know you're happy to see me.
Wow. Current state of mind.
That is a
ebullient.
You know what? That is a. What do you call it? So some of my questions come from Vanity Fair because I'm a cheapskate.
Mm-hmm.
It's all I can find. I mean, this is the third show. I don't really have my own questions. I did look at your website. I tried to come up with some funny ones like take a shit and all that. But now we're going to have to get serious.
Did my website talk about shitting?
You know,
was
it was shitty.
Oh, okay. There you go. There you go.
So what is your current state of mind? How do you feel right now?
Stabby.
Stabby? What's stabby?
I don't know, like when you wander off of a train car and you're going into a new town in the middle of the night and all you have left is some gold Dacryl paint and an empty soda can and a shank.
And that's stabby.
Yeah.
Huh. And two guys come up with you, one of
them
has
It's like lonely, but you have a knife.
No, that is true. And two guys come up to you, one of them's arm is actually a chainsaw.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Does that happen here?
Yeah, two chainsaws for arms.
I've heard about those guys. I gotta watch out for that.
Okay, so you are actually pretty talented. You're a pretty smart guy. Straight A's?
Yeah.
Did you go to college?
Yeah.
Shit.
I went to a fake college, Evergreen.
No, never heard of it.
It's one of those where you establish your own curriculum.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and then you grade the professor at the end. So basically, you buy credits until you're a graduate.
It's a 4-year?
Yeah.
Accredited and all that jazz?
Yeah. They were formed in 1969. Their Latin motto stands for let it all hang out. Their only alumni of any achievement was Matt Groening, the guy that created The Simpsons.
Oh, yeah, because he's from Eugene or Springfield
or something.
Right? That's right.
Yeah.
No shit. I didn't know that. And how do you
live on Evergreen
last name?
Terrace? Groening.
Groening? Are you sure?
Yeah.
It's not Groening?
Pretty sure.
Really?
Relatively sure. Because nerds have corrected me before.
Aha.
So I rely on the nerds cognoscentia.
And where is that school?
Up in Olympia, Washington.
Oh, no shit. So you went there after high school?
Yep.
And when you went to college, were you still a nerd?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Big time. But there's no such thing as a nerd in college, is there?
No, and I was surrounded by hobbits.
Hobbits.
It's in the middle of the woods.
There were
a bunch of barefoot hippies there.
Did you do D&D a lot?
I might own some pewter figurines.
Yes, you
I might
do.
Own a 100-sided
die. You are kind of a weirdo. That's cool.
Official nerd.
I love
technically.
It. I love it. So if you're, again, smart guy, relatively good looking. I mean, you're not that good looking, but I mean, you're not hard to look at. Tattoo, sleeves, pretty tough. Nice little chaps shirt.
When did we say I was tough?
I don't know. Nice chaps shirt on. If you were to pick a talent that you don't have that you would love to possess, what would that talent be?
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I've always
wanted to be really good at figure skating, but that's not true. I don't want to ever be good at figure skating. I play the drums. I suck at them. I mean, it would be rad. I mean, if you've always dreamed of being on stage and being able to play the guitar. I mean, I know you play the guitar.
No, I think high diving.
High diving?
Yeah, high diving. If any one thing.
Greg Louganis?
Louganis style.
You like that?
That guy, I could kill
it. He smashed his face in, though.
Once.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. It was scary.
It was fucking
really scary.
That was gnarly. I mean, that would hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, how would you ever do that again if you hit your face on a board? What was that? The 3 meter?
It must have been three. That was it. Was pretty high.
Five.
It was
five
pretty
meter?
High. It was one of the rigid boards. It wasn't one of the spring driven ones.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
So 10 meters is when they stopped using the boards.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Because when I was a kid, we had a class diving, high diving, where I went to school. It was amazing. Isn't that amazing?
What kind of fancy prep school did you go to?
Yeah.
High diving class?
Yeah. It was a fancy prep school. We actually jumped high diving at the Olympic Stadium in Tokyo. I grew up in Japan.
That is awesome.
Yeah. And
we had a class where you were trained to fight off coyotes with sticks.
That's insane.
It was high desert classes. It was public school.
Oh, that is gnarly. Yep. I mean, how many kids graduated from that class? Like one?
A lot of kids didn't make it.
Nope.
So they go for the entrails first. That's what you protect the throat, the genitals, and the entrails.
That's right. And then if it gets really, really cold, you could live in those entrails and keep yourself warm.
Yeah. And we traded skulls for tattoos, coyote skulls at the end of that. ASPCA did shut down that program.
I'm sure. PETA probably wasn't so hot on that either.
They weren't big back then. PETA wasn't big back
then. Is PETA care about animal cruelty, or are they just about people eating animals? So you could beat the shit out of an animal as long as you don't eat it, right?
Because they hate circus elephants, too. They love circus elephants, but they don't like them being in
circus. Do you eat circus elephants? Could you eat an elephant?
I eat circus peanuts, so that's pretty close. And if they made one in the shape of an elephant, I wouldn't turn it down.
No, never.
Yeah.
Why? It's like circus penis.
Yeah.
What is your greatest fear besides the circus penis?
Oh, wow. Greatest fear. Oh, I guess.
And coyotes, I guess.
Being eaten alive by a bull shark and a tiger shark and a great white shark all at the same time and being conscious of it. Just totally conscious.
And where would they be starting? I mean, like you at the toes?
I guess they just come on in thirds, right? I mean,
so three of them?
The great white would take out a pretty big chunk of you.
I'm pretty sure the great white would eat the tiger shark, though.
Yeah,
don't you?
They do some serious business.
Do you think those guys would share?
No, they'll start eating each other.
Yeah. I mean, because then you could just probably whistle on out of there. I mean, those guys start getting pissed at each other, and you're just like...
Oh, so I turn them against each other?
See you later. Yeah. I'm out of here, and you're on the beach drinking margaritas, you know?
Well, earning, the sharks fight it out.
Earning 20%.
Well, now I'm not scared. Thank you for conquering my greatest fear.
Yeah, no worries.
You know, 15 years of psychoanalysis, and you just fixed it.
Thank you. No, that's what we're here for.
Yeah,
Welcome to Colin on Colin. Every Thursday at 2, I might add. This I have to keep plugging that.
Like a psychotherapy show?
Pretty much. I think we're babbling at this point.
Yeah.
Do you think I talk too fast?
I don't think you talk fast enough.
Really?
Yeah.
Micro Machines.
That guy was awesome. He had the record for a while, and then that rapper from Chicago stole it. Twister.
That's the little tidbits of information that you know are really irritating.
Yeah, I know.
What is your
worthless? Yeah. Make sure you remember they're worthless.
Do you like living in Portland?
I love it. Yeah.
If you could choose anywhere in the world, and money didn't make a difference, where would you live?
Probably Portland.
Really?
Actually, yeah.
Not where you live, though. Apparently, you're talking shit about the Foster.
No. I would be a little closer in.
Where?
To the downtown area. I was thinking about starting to sleep in your yard.
You like my yard?
Yeah. Nice. I have a tent.
Nice. Yeah. You're more than welcome to come in the yard. You're actually more than welcome to rent my house as long as it covers the mortgage and then some.
Wow.
Yeah. No
that
worries.
Is an offer.
Yeah,
thanks.
That is an offer. Yeah. No worries. Yeah. So which leads to the question: if you had $20 million or umpteens millions of dollars, what would you do? What was the first thing you'd do?
Oh, something with lasers. I mean, I don't know.
I love how everybody and everyone has the exact same answer, and it's, I travel.
No, you just said
something with lasers.
Something with lasers. Whether it's a laser light show, whether it's buying the world's biggest laser and launching it all the way around the atmosphere of the Earth, if that's possible. Could you curve it along the atmosphere of the Earth so everybody could see the ray?
I'm pretty sure it would curve.
There'd be a universality to it. If we all saw the laser at once, we'd realize, hey, we're not so bad.
Yeah,
we no more fighting.
To, yeah, that's
probably
right.
World peace.
I'm
lasers
telling
for world
can't
peace.
Can't we just
that's
all get
I
along?
Do. Yeah.
So you would buy a giant laser.
Yeah.
Okay, that's really good, Jeremy. Thanks. That's fun. We got 1 minute, Jeremy, and then we're gonna wrap up here a little bit. And I would like to know. So, what do you consider your greatest achievement?
Oh, so far?
Yeah.
Being on Colin and Colin. Colin for Colin? Fort Collins with Colin?
What do you think the show is? Colin on Colin?
Colin on
Colin?
Isn't
that kind of gay?
Yeah.
That's cool, I guess.
Colin for Colin.
Colin for Colin.
Do we have any calls?
No, we never have calls.
Oh, okay.
Nobody calls in. Actually, I'm pretty sure no one's listening. There may be two people listening. One of them's Mike Egbert, and the other one's my mom.
Yeah, well,
I'm dead serious.
I don't know your mom, but Mike Egbert sucks.
He's terrible.
Yeah.
Anything?
You should stop listening.
I want to give
this.
You 30. I want to give you 30 seconds to plug because that's probably how you're making a living, right? Mm. Is your website and your books and shit?
Someday, yeah. JeremyRobertJohnson.com. If you want to check out the Bizarro Fiction movement as a whole, check out BizarroCentral.com. There's a whole lot of authors, a whole lot of awesome books on there. Lineup of different events we have going on. And
is Bizarro two Z's?
It's one Z, two R's.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I would have automatically thought two Z's.
Or just go to Amazon.com and type in Jeremy Robert Johnson. That'll get you to any of the books. Or we are also doing some Morbidly Obese Ninja shows coming up in Portland. I'll keep you posted on that.
Morbidly Obese Ninja shows. That's awesome. Hey, Jeremy.
They're still quiet.
Thanks a lot for being on my show. This is Colin on Colin. Every Thursday at 2 p.m. I'm going to have another guest. God knows who's next. JeremyRobertJohnson.com. And we'll see you next week.
Thanks, Colin.
Bye.